This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600. I'm your captain. I'm your captain. He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America! Hello, world, and welcome to the Tuesday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm your Captain, Matt Bruce, as we broadcast tomorrow's news tonight right here from my Salem Media Group, Tampa Flagship Station, and my Moss Family Automotive Studio, too, to great radio stations all across America, across the Caribbean, and around the world via the Internet and satellite. And a special shout-out goes to our active-duty military and veterans, along with a salute to our first responders, our EMS firefighters and police, our hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol, security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those helping in the coronavirus effort, too, to keep us free and safe. To everybody that's out there working right now, tonight, doing whatever it is you're doing, however you're doing it, wherever you're doing it, thanks for all you do to keep America moving along. Now, to follow us on Facebook, go to the official Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. Go to Twitter, at Captain's America. And don't forget, you can always check out our all-new website by going to the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com. And joining us right now, we've got Ron Edwards. Good morning, sir.
Good morning, Captain.
All 37 people out my window are all applauding and screaming and yelling and waving Trump flags. There you go. Okay. Now, that being said, are you ready to say the pledge?
Yes.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And we emphasize the two words under God because our great country was formed under Judeo-Christian values. Now, I'm going to start out by talking about your state, because I heard and saw this comment that was made, and I went, you have got to be kidding me. So here we go. Your governor, Gretchen Whitmer, otherwise known as the Wicked Witch of the Midwest, says, if you're tired of lockdowns, wearing masks, or you wish you were in church this morning, then vote for Joe Biden. In other words, she was blaming all the problems in Michigan on Donald Trump. Is that right?
Well, not only that, but even more insulting. She's like Nurse Cratchit in One Flew Over the Cuckoo's Nest. Because more and more Michiganians have been fighting back against her, she's clamping down more and more, and she takes this... Mother dearest attitude. How dare you defy me? And she thinks everyone is stupid, and that she thinks that such a threat or such a statement is going to actually change people's minds in her direction. Turns out she's a fool, because, like I said, more and more people are waking up and saying, you know, the hell with this. And I believe that because of her attitude, she is going to help John James win over Gary Peters, Gary No Good Peters, and that's just the way it's going to be.
Well, I've seen polls, and they go in either direction, but when you look at the poll that has Gary Peters ahead, mm-hmm. it's leaned very hard to the left, and the plus or minus margin of error has got about 5 to 7% more Democrats than Republicans in it, and even though he's only leading by 2 or 3 or 4 points, that's within the margin of error. So technically, you've either got a tie, or if you want to look at the Republican polls that are up there, or the independent polls that don't have that big sway in there. It shows John James up by one or by two. Take your pick, but I think John James is probably leading up there right now.
Yeah, because you've got certain counties like Macomb County, which has traditionally been a Democrat county, but not a baked-in Democrat party like Wayne County, where Detroit is. And, in fact, it was because of Macomb County that Trump won Michigan last time around. And, like I said, traditionally, Macomb had been Democrat, but they're able to go back and forth. And I think that because of Macomb County, James and Trump are going to pull it out this time.
So let me throw something out there to you. We've got Adam Schiff walking around saying, oh, the Russians are back, and it's all about the Russians and Joe Biden. Oh, they're trying to. Well, yeah, sure. DNI Director John Ratcliffe yesterday said Hunter Biden's laptop is no part of some type of Russian disinformation campaign. By the way, Senator Ron Johnson agrees. It's just, what is it with Schiff? Has he got Russia dementia on his mind or something?
No, he thinks that the American citizenry have dementia. He has been lying ever since we first ever saw them, the man. And this is just another one in this series of continued lies and thinking that he can persuade the American people in his direction. You know, but it's not going to happen. It's not just one computer. It's not just two. And it's believed that there's a third computer. And besides that, if you want to throw in Ukraine, there are six individuals over there that would be willing to come over here and testify concerning Hunter Biden and other situations concerning the last administration. So the things are going to come out more and more. It's going to leak out. And I think after the election, it's going to just pour out about Hunter Biden and his wonderful family.
Well, it'll have, if for some reason Donald Trump loses, and I certainly don't think he's going to, it'll have to come out quickly because it'll get buried under the rug after Biden just steps into office. It'll be gone.
Well, yeah, you know that. You know, they'll try to bury us under the rug because these people are out to fundamentally transform our country into a crap hole. And they're going after those of us who are standing against that. And they're using whatever means necessary in their arsenal, whether it's Corona, China virus, to try to convince us to lay down and everything else.
Hold on, folks. I'll be right back with more with Ron Edwards, host of the Edwards Notebook. And by the way, we're going to have an Edwards Notebook here in just a second when we come back. So don't go anywhere. I'll be right back.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Attention business owners, body slammed by overwhelming debt. If your business is in trouble, hassled by creditors, if you're frustrated, finally fed up with big business bailouts while your business has been left for dead, please listen close. There's a brand new fast-track bankruptcy. Some have even called it the biggest small business bailout in American history. Designed for individuals and their businesses. And look, almost no one knows about this yet. My attorney wasn't even aware of it. The truth is, beating the system has never been easy because it's rigged in a sense against the little guy. But here's the jaw-dropping news nobody's talking about. They've literally just changed the system so that you can beat it, but only if you understand how the new game has to be played. Find out if you qualify at pocketsoflight.com. This government-backed small business repair program is still legal, but may not be renewed after the election. Fight back fairly. Fight back ethically at pocketsoflight.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hi, my name is Lily. My mom and dad used to fight about money all the time. Then one day, I heard them talking about this guy, some uncle I never knew, called Uncle Sam. Well, they say this Uncle Sam guy wanted them to pay him like a gazillion dollars, and they didn't have a gazillion dollars. So they called this company they heard on the radio called the Tax Doctor. And the Tax Doctor worked with Uncle Sam's people. I think they're called the IRS. And they are able to work it out so my mom and dad didn't have to pay Uncle Sam very much money at all. So now mom and dad are happy, and I'm happy too. Thanks, Tax Doctor.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state, call now and pay less.
800-215-1727. 800-215-1727. That's 800-215-1727.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
I'm not on the ballot this fall. But make no mistake, these policies are on the ballot. Every single one of them.
Hi, everybody. This is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
If you don't believe or prefer to ignore the fact that Democrats are on a never-ending mission to eliminate liberty and destroy the United States of America, boy, have I got a wake-up call for you. Hello, I'm Ron Edwards. On today's page from the Edwards Notebook, Democrats do not have good or positive ideas that would help improve the quality of life for we the people, nor do they support good ideas for our nation. But what Democrats do have in support are wicked ideas that foster moral depravity, economic ruin, slothfulness, and tyranny. Since the days of slavery, Democrats have fought to enact any type of oppression. Their heroes like John Dewey, Karl Marx, Joseph Stalin, Iranian dictators, etc., would support. Ever since physical slavery of black Americans was abolished, Democrats have tried to use their political clout to oppress Americans in general. Today, Democrat officials like Mayor de Blasio of New York City and New York Governor Cuomo are pleased with non-mask-wearing throngs of rioters who burn and loot businesses while threatening to shut down churches and synagogues, but not mosques. The good news is that despite the slanted polls, Democrats shall lose on November 3rd, and America will be spared an early death. I'm Ron Edwards. Check out TheRonEdwards.com.
Sponsored by the Tri-County Liberty Coalition.
All righty, and that's the Ron Edwards Notebook for this hour. And by the way, this portion of the program brought to you by our very good friends over at Moss Acura. Now, I'm going to tell you about the latest addition to the Moss Family Automotive Group. It is called Moss Acura on North Florida Avenue. Moss is spelled M-A-U-S. And Acura competes very favorably with the other luxury brands. Now, the RDX SUV is the flagship of the Acura brand. It's got many features that are standard, like the panoramic moonroof, the Wi-Fi mobile hotspot, and Apple CarPlay. Now, the seats have the feel of buttery leather, and the hands-free liftgate makes loading groceries a breeze, too. The RDX features a 2-liter turbocharged power plant with an automatic transmission. And the best news about Moss Acura is you get the same high-level customer service that the Moss Nissan stores are known for. Each vehicle comes with Moss Care, which gives you lifetime oil changes and tire rotations, surface shield protections, and many more added value features. Now, veterans, active military, first responders, and pastors, too, receive huge benefits in the You Serve, You Save program. And the choice is simple. The choice is clear. The choice is here. Visit Moss Acura on North Florida Avenue in Tampa, right next door to Moss Nissan, or visit Moss, M-A-U-S, Acura.com. And always make sure to tell them the captain sent you, and you can get the big deal that Ron Edwards would be getting if he was dealing and wheeler dealing right now. Good morning again.
Good morning.
All right, I'm going to take a caller. We've got somebody on the line from Kentucky. Good morning there, Kentucky. Who we got?
Well, this is Ralph. But good morning, gentlemen. But Hunter, he ought to get on TV or something and say, "I am not a crook. I am not a crook." But God bless you all and love your words. Have a wonderful and blessed day.
Let's see. I can still see Tricky Dick doing that when he got up there and did the V thing. Oh, I'm not a crook. Oh, I'm not a crook. And he shook his head like that, you know. Oh, my goodness. All
but,
right.
You know, when you look back at Nixon, he was a choir boy compared to what's going on now.
Oh, yeah.
Those are the good old days.
Yeah, I mean, you know, what the heck? Just erase a tape or two and you're fine. But now these people, I mean, good God. Yeah, and by the way, if Nixon, I'm not saying he wouldn't have done it, but if Nixon could have made $10 million by selling influence or selling his name or something, he would have done that too. But it just didn't work that way back then.
Yeah, it's just unbelievable what's going on now.
But, yeah, now let's talk about a Connecticut newspaper that wrote an editorial and ran it and created a lot of problems because they said every Trump voter is a racist.
Well, when I first saw that, I laughed. Then I got angry. Then I laughed again. These people. Either they're crazy or retarded, or they think we are. They have to really think we're stupid, because you support a president who's done nothing but very good things for this country.
Sure.
And to support him, you are racist. Well, here's the thing: the leftist pigs like to call folks racist if you want to protect our borders, for example. That's something that really gets under their craw.
Mm-hmm.
The reason why is because those leftist pigs want to let everything crawling and walking that will come across our border and to fundamentally change this country into something else that does not in any way resemble what we expect in a constitutionally limited republic.
Mm-hmm.
They want to fundamentally destroy this country. They think that they can use a psych job like that. That's just low intellect. To say if you support Donald Trump, you're racist. Well, am I a racist? I'm a black guy that supports him. Are you a racist, Captain, because you support Donald John Trump? No, you're not.
No.
It's all about seeing how stupid people are. It's all about, or either they're just totally retarded.
Well, all of the above. Now, leftists blasted Donald Trump over a video that showed him in a church over the weekend putting money in a plate. And I couldn't tell what he put in there. Obviously, it was a bill of some sort. I don't know what it was. Don't have any idea of knowing. But they called him cheap. And I don't know why they called him cheap, because I've seen plenty of leftists that don't put any money in a church plate. Because guess what? They don't go to church.
Well, leftists, whether it's wherever, and there are a lot of leftists that do go to church. That's why you have a lot of leftist Christians who are going against Trump. But I digress. Leftists are, themselves are very cheap. They are amongst the most cheap people on earth. And whatever Donald Trump gave in church, that's his business. It's between him and God and, and the preacher, whatever. That's the way it should be. And the idiot that was filming him just to send it out like that, I have a very low opinion of that individual as well. And to make such a comment, it, again, just shows you the low-brow mentality of the left. They're just talk about grabbing straws, and they keep grabbing the short ones. Not much more you can say about that.
Well, we can say this about this, Twitter and Facebook. And right now it looks like as if there's going to be subpoenas issued. They haven't been yet, to bring in the CEOs of both Twitter and Facebook, because they are at war with conservatives who post anything anti-Biden or anti-Democrat. And just in the past several days since Monday, I've seen a lot of different posts from people that are Facebook friends of mine telling me that suddenly they're in Facebook jail and they can't post anything because of something that they posted within the last few days that was considered to be offensive or whatever by the Facebook people.
Well, here's the thing. Truth is offensive to the left. And those people that run Facebook, Twitter, and all social media, most of them, they're all leftist pigs. And they hate the truth, and they're willing to... They remind me of being mini Chinas, mini Soviets. I think they have this thing in their mind where they're dictators. And if you don't go along with their dogma... They want to destroy your communications, and so it's a one-sided deal. I mean, I've seen many people, I get these messages, hey, I'm off for 30 days because I said one thing. And it's not anti-anybody, Captain. It's just telling the truth about what's going on.
Yeah.
You know, it's not anti-Biden or whatever because you're saying something such and such. It's not anti. It's just what happened. And if these people can't handle the truth, I mean, maybe they need to stop doing all the crazy things they're doing. But we have to get our own stuff. I really think that, we've got to stop trying to keep pushing on Facebook or whatever. There are other entities out there that will grow if we go to those other entities that are not so biased in their application. We just have to find another direction instead of complaining
By the way, one of our listeners, Lee in Tampa, sent you a message. He wants me to tell you. He says, tell Ron if Biden wins, they're going to put you in a re-education camp.
No, they won't. I'll be out of here first.
Yeah, well, Lee is a black friend of ours too, a veteran, and he just had to throw that in there. All right, we'll let you go, and we will catch you on Thursday, my friend.
All right, take care.
Bye. All right, Ron Edwards, everybody, host of the Edwards Notebook, and don't forget, it's all about we the people here in this program, and we are getting ready to bring you the red-haired firebrand from Miami, Florida way. Now up here in Tampa, Brooke talks...
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com. Keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
President Trump continues to rally across America. Monday, his campaign stop was Prescott, Arizona.
We are going to keep on working.
We are going to keep on fighting, and we are going to keep on winning, winning, winning. We are one movement, one people, one family, and one glorious nation under God.
Democrat presidential candidate Joe Biden is staying at home this week, reportedly preparing for Thursday's debate in Nashville, Tennessee. The 90-minute debate is divided into six 15-minute segments, with each candidate granted 2 minutes to deliver uninterrupted remarks. The open mic portion of the debate will not feature a mute button, but interruptions by either candidate will count toward their time. USA Radio News.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
Yes, it is. And as you know, we here in the Captain's America are ardently pro-life and support organizations that help women everywhere having real freedom of choice. That includes making the choice not to end the pregnancy. And did you know that an average of over 2,300 women in the United States every day choose to abort their pregnancy? Now, that number may be shocking, but even more so is that the majority of those women are making that decision in order to make someone else happy. Now, Heartbeat International is one of those organizations doing what they can to give women options. Now, since 1971, they've developed a network of pro-life pregnancy resource centers all across the U.S. and around the world. They provide call centers to counsel women having doubts about ending their pregnancy and going further to enable them and find other approaches to their life circumstances. Now, they're saving lives, and you can give them support by going to SaveABabyNow.com and consider a donation. Or, if it's easier for you, call 800-999-7408. That's 800-999-7408. Heartbeat International, advancing life-affirming pregnancy help worldwide. Again, that website, SaveABabyNow.com. That's SaveABabyNow.com. And joining us right now, we've got Brooke Emery, otherwise known as Brooke Says, otherwise known as, well, Brooke Talks America. Hello.
Good morning.
All these titles.
I know. Just call me Queen.
Yeah.
That makes it easier.
Okay, Queen Brooke. All right, listen, we've got to, we've got the campaign manager Bill Stepien chiming in talking about the foreign policy that was supposed to be part of the debate coming up Thursday, and obviously they've done and changed that around. I've actually got the campaign statement here. I'm not going to read it, but they are definitely looking to get it back to what it's supposed to be instead of what they've made it into.
Yeah, and I have to say, you know, I made a couple of angry tweets yesterday at Ronna McDaniel. In general, I like her. You know, she's done well for Trump. But, like, why do the Republicans keep agreeing to this nonsense? And I want to say, like, the BS on air, but I'm not going to. Why do we keep agreeing to this? Seriously,
well,
all of these moderators are complete left-wingers. The town hall is a joke. The debates are a joke. These are rabid leftists. They get to control it, and now they get to mute, and now they get to do this, mm-hmm. and they're going to take out foreign policy. By the way, so how many Nobel Prizes has Trump been nominated for? Four now, and they're not going to talk about foreign policy? Isn't that the reason that Sleepy Joe was supposedly appointed by Obama, the guy who knew nothing about nothing, and we're not going to talk about it? There's only one reason. I mean, but why do we keep agreeing to this? I'm telling you, it's the GOP needs to be totally, you know.
The history behind these presidential debates was up until 1988, it was the League of Women Voters that did them. And then they created this presidential debate commission, which was supposed to be a Republican and a Democrat agreeing to do whatever
they
did.
Yeah, bipartisan.
Yeah, but it's not been that way in the last decade.
Yeah, obviously. And it's like Chris Wallace is supposed to be a conservative voice or a balanced voice. No. This is part and parcel with the whole entire thing that I've been saying. We bring these suckers through November, okay? We bring these Republicans, the Republican Party. You have to vote Republican top to bottom, you know, head to toe. And then we clean it out, okay? We're going to take a little bleach, bit, and hammer to the Republican Party because I'm sick of this nonsense. Trump has even the debate commissions against him. You know, it's too much.
Yeah. All right, yeah. Well, Hunter Biden. Is that going to come up during the course of the debate?
I don't know, but maybe he should change his name, Hunter Tubin. Just saying. Y'all know what I'm talking about.
Tubin is a little different because Hunter, and we're not even going to go there, so trust me on that one. But Hunter is a big-time pervert and probably abused some young, let's put it this way, underage females along the way.
Yes, yes, I do think that, you know, I know what you're talking about.
Yep,
and
yep.
We need to be careful, though,
yep.
Because we don't want to, you know, people need to be careful, and I hate to say this, okay, but we do not want to lose any conservative voices on Twitter or Facebook
nope.
for posting this stuff. I know you're talking about Wayne Allen Root and what he posted.
Yeah.
I have heard, you know, I saw some stuff in the chat room. I have heard similar from people who, you know, have said they saw the video and everything like that. I don't know. The problem with that is that if that's true, you can't disseminate that anyways.
Yep.
So the only way to actually, how do you hold him accountable? Possession of that is a crime.
Yep.
Even doing it is a crime, but possession of the knowledge, you know, the video is a crime,
yep.
and the pictures are a crime. So I don't know how you do. I guess we have to count on these people called, Republicans.
Yeah.
I'm not holding my breath.
Yeah. Let's go to the new debate rules. How can they change the rules in midstream? Because they did.
Because they're leftists, and because when people say bipartisan nowadays, they don't mean it. They mean two sides of the same coin, Republican swampers.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Well,
and I just want to interject something. This is completely off topic, but I don't know how many people know about this, but all of these so-called Republicans, because we're talking about that, have endorsed Biden, of course, including Cindy McCain, who said on video, we all knew what Jeffrey Epstein was doing. One of the latest is Tom Ridge. He was the original Department of Homeland Security guy,
yep.
right? He's endorsed Biden. Now, I want to remind everybody that while Tom Ridge was the governor of Pennsylvania, he knew. Speaking of that pro-life commercial, he knew what Gosnell was doing. He knew everything that Gosnell was doing to those babies mm-hmm. after they were born, and he let it happen. So I don't really care what the letter is by your name. It really doesn't mean that much to me anymore. And that goes in line with the whole bipartisan thing.
Mm-hmm.
Not so bipartisan.
Nancy, I just had to throw that in there.
Nancy P. and Steve M. are trying to grind up a number to make it work, and they're getting closer. Yesterday they said they got close. Today they're going to meet again. We'll see what happens.
Well, I like what Chris said. I totally agree. I mean, these they're quibbling over $400 billion. The Senate should be just doing a direct targeted. And I know they're working on a $500 billion bill.
Yeah, McConnell's bill.
Only stimulus, only liability and everything. I don't want any blue state bailouts is bad for Trump. Mm-hmm. So I hope they don't do that. You know, we don't have a tree growing outside where we can just.
Well, the skinny stimulus includes more unemployment money and the coronavirus liability protections that we need to have so our businesses can open up without being threatened about being sued. Oh, I got sick or whatever.
Or, yes, and I totally agree with that. And I heard you talking about the witch Mao, who is just the scary. She's a scary thing. She is totally Nurse Cratchit. Ron is right. That's what they need to do, but no blue state bailouts. And they ought to try to figure out a way, somehow or another, to federalize or to make it federally applicable that they can go back to work. I don't know how they can do it, but and supersede these governors because it's ridiculous.
Well, let's go over to the Florida voting now. I'm assuming you want to talk about the 67,000 Florida felons that have registered to vote after Amendment 4.
Oh, my God.
But here's the deal. That was passed by a Republican legislature. That was signed by a Republican governor. So I'm not going to sit here and go, well, they're all Democrats. We don't know that.
No, but it was an amendment on the Constitution.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, on the ballot. So, mm-hmm. I mean, the Floridians voted for it. The only prayer is that they realize that, you know, the person who has helped criminal justice is Trump. I mean, mm-hmm. that's just, you know, the left is a wicked, wicked entity, and they will do everything to win.
So we got 50 Cent, and we got Ice Cube, and we got Black Lives Matter, and we got all that stuff, and 50 Cent suddenly is worth a dollar.
Well, he wants to be worth at least 50 cents and not 25 cents. That is very, very important. You know, I follow culture, and this is a very important thing. Ice Cube, unfortunately, is straddling the fence, and he's getting red-pilled. By the treatment that he's getting. I mean, the idea that that Ice Cube is a sellout is just a joke. You know, he's not courageous enough to just come out and slam them. Ice Cube on the 50 Cent on the other hand, I don't like what he tweeted. He tweeted something like, well, I don't care if Trump doesn't like black people. First of all, Trump likes black people. The idea is ridiculous that he doesn't, and the whole narrative makes me sick.
Mm-hmm.
However, him showing that graphic about the taxes is like a Moab of red pill because people don't want their money taken away, especially in these blue states where you're not getting anything back for it. And Candace Owens did a really good Instagram about it. So these are little moments in culture that are extremely important to the general welfare of the country. The more people hear these things and see these things, and no one's not, you know, the people that are going to cancel 50 Cent, that's fine, but there are a lot of people that support him.
All right, well, Brooke Talks America here on my flagship station Saturday nights at 7 p.m. And you can go to BrookTalksAmerica.com. That's Brooke
with an E.
TalksAmerica.com, right?
Yes, Brooke with an E. God bless the troops.
All right. Thank you, Brooke.
Thank you.
All right. And by the way, you can get a chance to meet Brooke Friday down in Sarasota at the Salem Conservative Summit. She'll be down there, and you might get a chance to see her tonight. I'm not sure, but I think she's...
Warning, if you are over the age of 65 and on Medicare Parts A and B, you must listen to this. Studies show that the average Medicare recipient pays more than $5,000 in out-of-pocket medical expenses each year. What is even worse is that sudden health emergencies can cost $75,000 or more and force thousands of unfortunate Americans into extreme debt and even bankruptcy. There is hope. The solution is SnapMedicare.com. All it takes is a quick phone call to 800-286-5516 to protect yourself and your finances. Call 800-286-5516 to make sure your Medicare plan includes provisions to cover any gap in your coverage. Whether you have questions about Part A or Part B Medicare, remember and rest easy knowing that your medical expenses are being taken care of with SnapMedicare.com. Call 800-286-5516. You and your loved ones deserve peace of mind, and SnapMedicare.com will help you get it. Call 800-286-5516. That's 800-286-5516.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio. 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
This is Donna Fiducia, co-host of Cowboy Logic Radio. For 26 years, I worked in the mainstream media. No more. The mainstream media has completely failed the American people. That's why I listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Yeah, buddy, and that's our pal Donna Fiducia. Now, she's up there in Carrollton, Georgia, and I first met Donna Fiducia on September 11th, 2001. When she was working with Fox News, and after she got off the anchor desk, because she was sitting at the anchor desk the morning of the event, she came down to the World Trade Center, and she was interviewing some people there, and I was interviewed that morning on Fox Nationwide, and it was a real mess, a lot of disorganization, but that's where I met her, and she's a great person, and I really like her and her husband, Don. They live up in Carrollton, Georgia. They run the Double D Horse Ranch up there, stables, and it's just up the road a tad bit from big old Fort Benning, Georgia, and a big hoo-ah out there to everybody in Fort Benning, Georgia. Now, I want to tell you about the Salem Conservative Summit coming up on Friday. at the Hyatt Regency down in Sarasota. Now, there's a VIP meet and greet. I'm not sure if there's any more tickets for that left or not, but I do know that you can buy a buy one, get one with the standard VIP ticket, which will get you into the event that starts at 7. It goes from 7 to 9 at the Hyatt Regency. So you can buy one standard VIP ticket, get one free by using the promo code BOGO, B-O-G-O. All you have to do is go to one of the two websites, theanswersarasota.com or theanswertampa.com, and see the little link there. Click on the link, and boom, you get your tickets, and away you go. Now, don't miss the chance to hear me. I'll be the MC up on stage with Larry Elder, Dr. Sebastian Gorka, Charlie Kirk, and Phil Grandy from Phil's Gang. Now, we're going to give you an honest look at the issues we face as a country today, and it will ironically be the day after the presidential debate, so we're going to have a lot of material, I guarantee you that. And we'll be telling you what we think is going to happen, and I'm sure we're not all going to agree, but I believe the president is going to win, and I think it's going to be a substantial win across the country, and I do believe he's going to carry Florida solidly. And that's based on everything I see, everything I hear, and the states across the country where my show is heard, the people that call in that tell me what's going on. It's all pretty obvious. It's not something that you sweep under the rug anymore, because they're just, and by the way, Kamala Harris had 11 people show up where she was at yesterday in Orlando. 11 people. There were more members of the media there than there were people to see Kamala Harris. Unbelievable. And the saga continues. So that's the Salem Conservative Summit, Hyatt Regency, Friday night. Buy one, get one on a standard VIP ticket. Use the promo code BOGO, B-O-G-O. Go to theanswersarasota.com or theanswertampa.com. And there you have it. And that'll get you in the door. I look forward to seeing you there. Now, not to be outdone, we've had so many things going on here. And I want you to listen to Christine Quinn. I had a chat with her yesterday. And welcome back, everybody, to the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm joined today by a congressional candidate here in Hillsborough County, Christine Quinn. And hello, Christine.
Well, hello, Captain Matt. I'm finally glad to be on your show.
Well, we're glad to have you here. And listen, I want to start out talking about something that's on everybody's mind. We have a definite anti-conservative bias right now coming from big tech, from Twitter and from Facebook. We've got all this nonsense with the Bidens. What do they know? When do they know? But the big problem right now is there is a huge anti-conservative bias for coming from big tech. They're trying to protect the Democrats. Anybody that's got anything bad about them, they don't want to repeat it. You get censored. What do you feel about that?
Well, obviously, they're not living up to the First Amendment rights. So we have freedom of speech in this country, but it only seems to be freedom if you're a Democrat. If you have a different opposing idea or a message that you want to get out, well, then, and it conflicts with them, well, shame on you. They're just going to shut us down. So this is really concerning for America. Freedom of speech is the core of what our founding fathers based the Constitution on. The right to liberty, the right to freedom, the right to freedom of religion, and the right to freedom of speech. And yet they're censoring every single thing we say. So, yes, definitely, it's having an impact. I got banned from Twitter. I made a comment about masks. And they literally, I got 2,100 death threats. And all I did was get scientific proof, which, by the way, the CDC has now come out and said masks don't work.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, they want to kill me for having an opinion. It should be okay to have an opinion. And the only way we're going to be able to come together is, I mean, I can be talking to you and we're preaching to the choir. We're all in agreement. But we need to bring in people with opposing conversation, right, with a different opinion. and be able to sit down and have a conversation with them.
Well, we can do that, and here's how we can do that. Remember somebody that said it's all about the economy, stupid, James Carville? Well, it is all about the economy. And I don't care if you're a Democrat, a Republican, an independent, whatever you are, everybody's wallet needs to be a little bit fatter. They've been looking for this stimulus, and gee, last I checked, it was Nancy Pelosi that's holding up the stimulus, and the Democrats, including the candidate you're running against, the congressman in this district, Kathy Castor, they are doing nothing. They're saying nothing. They're doing nothing.
Nothing. They're just holding it up because they want control. It's all about control for them. They think they own the vote. They think they own the black vote. I mean, for Biden to come out and say, well, you know, if you don't vote for me, you ain't black, when he's on black radio, is ridiculous. So they're just trying to control everything that's happening. They want a liberal agenda, which is going to communism. And that's, this election really truly comes down to freedom and having your own business, being able to buy what you want, when you want, whatever you want, or communism being told by the gun what you're going to buy, what's going to be on our shelves, when you can go places. I mean, it's ludicrous what's happening. It almost blows my mind that anyone even can possibly agree with the Democrat Party.
Now, you're a business person, and we all got tax breaks under the Trump tax plan, everybody.
Yes.
Whether you made a dollar or whether you made $1.5 million or whatever, the average tax that came back to the average business person was somewhere in the vicinity of $6,500 worth of savings. Joe Biden says he wants to eliminate the tax effective immediately when he gets elected. That means there goes your income tax right there.
Well, he doesn't just want to eliminate that. He wants to raise our taxes. He has specifically said he's going to raise our taxes. So that will crush my business. And that is the number one reason why I am running for Congress. I got into this race very late because I know what politics is like. It costs a lot of money to be in politics. And so people like me, businessmen and women, don't get involved because it takes, one, we have to work. Number two, it takes hundreds of thousands of dollars to run a congressional campaign. So what do I become? I become a fundraiser. But if I didn't get into this race and go after this Kathy Castor, who votes 100% of the time with Nancy Pelosi on more regulations, more red tape that doesn't do anything for businesses. It doesn't make our business better. It doesn't make our business more effective. And it certainly doesn't make our business more money. It's just paperwork.
Let's talk about health care for a second. Now, Obamacare was what it was. It was a debacle, a disaster. The health care mandate was terrible. I had a Cadillac plan that I had to get rid of and come along with the rest of the people, this, that, and the other. And for the union people that are listening out there, if Joe Biden has his way, those Cadillac union plans are gone.
Gone. Well, here's the problem. When prior to Obamacare, I had Blue Shield 80/20, my son and I, it was $432 a month. Under Obamacare, it went up to $888 for me and $400-some-odd for my son. So that was $1,200 a month. That's ridiculous. And on top of that, I still had a $5,000 deductible. So we were never going to meet that deductible, but I was going to be paying, what, close to $13,000 a year for health insurance? And not even get the care I was getting prior.
All right. Well, that's Christine Quinn. I'll have more of that interview tomorrow for you. Right now, I got to tell you that Dominic Spline's down in Sarasota at 4540 Clark Road at McIntosh is the place to go. All their blind sheets and shutters are made in the U.S. of A. They're a Hunter Douglas dealer, too. And they are the very best at what they do. I will guarantee you that one. Don't forget, the big box stores won't offer installation, on-site cleaning parts or repairs like Dominic's will. So that's another reason to go there. Stop by and see Jill and the gang in the store. And don't forget, you can give them a call at 941-922-2345 to set up an appointment for service. And if you want, just stop by the store. Remember, all military and first responders get a discount on your purchase. Hit Dominic's Blinds and Gay Co. 4540 Clark Road in Sarasota. All right. I'll see you all today for lunch at the Mission Barbecue, 12 noon. And I'll see you tonight at Mugs for the Tampa Bay Trunk Club meeting. Starts at 6:30 sharp. All right, coming up, lots of different things going on. Scott James up there on our Valdosta affiliate. Scott, you have a great day. Folks, I'll see you tonight. Stay safe.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet.
I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem, and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.